Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and I hope if you were working, you had a good time working, and if you were one of those that was able to celebrate the day off, I hope you did that as well, had a great time. We had a good time. We didn't have much of the family in. I took in a couple of little grandkids that I watched on Sunday evening, and Monday we had a good time, barbecued a little bit, and that was about it. I haven't even told my producer this yet, but my granddaughter decided to celebrate Labor Day with labor and gave me a great-granddaughter yesterday morning about 4:30 in the morning, and they're all doing really well. She put a whole new meaning to Labor Day, so we're pretty excited. I have with me a guest today, and I'm going to bring him on board here in just a few minutes, but I told you last week I was going to get him on. We were going to talk about Trump's speech and the 10 points of immigration. But I got to thinking as I was watching over the weekend, some of the news, I tried to kind of hide from it over the weekend, but I did try to watch a little bit because I wanted to see what was being said. And it interests me whenever they interview the president of Mexico or the ex-president of Mexico. And I was wondering, why do they never ask them, why is the border only open to the north? Nobody ever asks that question. As the president and the ex-president of Mexico, they scream insults at Donald Trump when they're not in front of him, and swearing that they will never pay for a wall, and claiming that without their immigrants coming here, Americans wouldn't be able to pluck chickens, scoop manure, or pick vegetables. Well, you know that's ridiculous, and the reasons are ridiculous, and they're not true. And yes, we have employees, we have employers that take advantage of the illegal immigrants, and that's exactly what they do. They take advantage of them. Maybe, just maybe, the presidents of Mexico should try to figure out why their people have to go north to work. Maybe, just maybe, they ought to think about that just a little bit. Why so many Americans cannot see the lies that are being spewed out daily is totally beyond me. I just can't comprehend it. Why is it we only talk about the southern border as well, and not the planes flying into the nation? Well, now we talk about it here because we get Mike Cutler on, and we talk about that. The expired visas, the criminals from other nations, not just the southern border. Common sense, not politics, needs to be put into the arena. Many believe that the harsh, bigoted words, that's their words, not mine, their description, not mine, of Donald Trump sound like finally somebody. He's somebody who's trying to stand the ground. Nothing Donald Trump proposed is new, not really. The laws are already on the books. They're already there. The INS and the other officers, they're not allowed to do their job. And so we have an invasion crisis. Sanctuary cities say one thing. We care more about outsiders than about our own citizens or our own families. That is not America. That is not putting America first. And I bring to you today Mike Cutler, who you know, he's been on several times, is a retired INS special agent. I like to call him senior special agent. I like to call him our super agent. And we're going to talk about Trump's speech and some of the other things that don't get said. And Mike didn't know that I was going to throw that out there about the border only being open one direction. But I want to bring Mike on, and we're going to talk about what the nonsense that's going on in the media. Mike, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. I hope you had a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. We did. Congratulations, or as we say in Brooklyn, mazel tov on being a great grandma.
I know. I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure whether I should admit that or not, but I will.
Well, you had your first child when you were 9 years old,
that's
correct?
True. That's true.
Okay, so we're good. I actually spent Sunday evening with my son, his wife, and our 22-month-old granddaughter.
Aww.
My goodness gracious, it is a privilege to be a grandparent.
It is.
I wish my parents had the ability to have done that. And I have to tell you, and you're a grandma, so you know, It is just so exciting to spend time with her. And when you get those big hugs and a little kiss on the cheek, it's a MasterCard moment. It's priceless, truly.
It is priceless. And I had two little ones. My number four son, I have five of those boys. My number four son was at an event. He was preaching at a kind of an all-night youth thing. And so I kept his two little ones, and then they came in and crashed when they got done with their youth event. But I kept the two little ones, and we had a pretty good time. Ruthie is nine, and Seth is six. And Seth is kind of one of those we call them Sethisms. He's always got some kind of a quip coming out of his mouth, and it's really pretty comical when you stop and think about it.
I've got a Seth also. So my oldest son, in fact, the dad of my granddaughter is Seth. So there.
Does he have Sethisms?
Oh, you don't even
want to. Not anymore.
But I think it's somewhere in his job description that says be a pain in the neck or some other part.
Well, they are a lot of fun, and they can be a challenge at times, but they are a lot of fun. And, you know, they're part of the reason we're so concerned about our nation and why we do the things that we do. And
absolutely. This is about them.
It is about them. I mean, it's kind of, you know, we pretty much lived our lives. I'm not done giving it up, but, I mean,
no,
we have done.
All right.
You know, they still have a full lifetime ahead of them, you know, and I'm always telling the listeners out there who are very patient with me that, you know, we're here, we need to be concerned about it for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, and now I got one of them. So,
well, I'll tell you what, we have to go one step further. I don't believe you can be a good parent in this dangerous, turbulent world if you're not involved in politics. And that doesn't mean running for office, but it means taking citizenship seriously. Holding politicians accountable. Both parties are so corrupt that if there was real justice in our government, you could make a racketeering case against both major political parties.
You know,
it's our fault.
It is.
We've
our
allowed
fault.
It to get to this point.
We have been lazy.
Yes, and foolish. And when you talked about the questions people don't ask, you know, I write for a bunch of websites. I write for a front page magazine sponsored by the terrific David Horowitz Freedom Center. I write for Californians for Population Stabilization. Big mouthful of words, but it's capsweb.org, C-A-P-S. I also write for The Social Contract. And I have an article coming out, in fact, in the fall edition about immigration fraud. And they asked me for a small article. I was supposed to be 8 pages or so. I gave them 43 pages.
That's
it
small.
Developed a life of its own. It's going to be a standalone booklet that they're going to be putting out and posting on the web.
Awesome.
But for the most recent edition, I did the spring edition, not the summer edition. I wrote about the questions we need to ask. You know, Voltaire said you judge a person's intelligence not by his answers so much as by the questions that he asks.
Mm.
And so here's a couple of quick questions for your audience. If we have a shortage of computer programmers and scientists and engineers, why is it that major corporations and some public utilities and criminal outfits like Disney, in my judgment, criminal for what they've done,
absolutely,
are firing hundreds of thousands of American programmers and then turning to Congress and saying to them, we need more H-1B visas because we don't have enough workers, after they've destroyed the careers and the incomes of middle-class, hard-working American professionals who worked for them for decades in many cases, and adding some salt to the wound, demanding that their fired employees stay on to train their replacements from other countries if they want their severance packages. How does that square with common sense?
It doesn't. But it does square with corruption and greed.
It does
square with that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're opening the lines. What's your opinion on what's being said? These 10 points, you know, of Donald Trump, they're taking a lot of heat. And really, it's nothing new, is it, Mike? Those 10 points really aren't anything
absolutely
new.
Absolutely not. And it's a holistic approach. And that's why I was so happy, because he's always talking about the wall. He talked about lots more than the wall.
Oh,
absolutely. Talk about that when we come back.
Oh, absolutely. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today. We have as our guest Michael Cutler. And he is a retired INS super special agent. And we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Charge you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Michael Cutler, and we are talking about immigration and Trump's speech. I kind of wanted to get your opinion on his speech. You know, there's been a lot of controversy, a lot of talk about, well, he was softening and now he's not, and he had two of them that were mad, that quit, that were on the kind of on an advisory board or a listening board or whatever for Donald Trump. But I don't think nothing that he put down on these 10 points is anything new. And I believe they were all common sense. It's all about putting America and Americans first and the safety of Americans first. He talked about not just the wall. The wall's been the wall's kind of a symbolic thing right now. I know they're going to actually build a physical wall. They're going to do something. And they're also going to have some technology that's in that to check for, I guess, drones and things above and below the ground and you know, other things that they're going to be checking for. But it's also the expired visas. He also talked about the refugees. He talked about those that have been here for so very long. And you mentioned this in your article, you know, and they want to tug at Americans, which, you know, Americans are very compassionate and concerned and caring people. As a rule, we are. And we are a generous people. And it's not that we want to cause any pain or hurt anyone else, but they have done something illegal. They have taken advantage of the United States just crossing the border and doing as they have done illegally. But, you know, we aren't going to lack compassion because we want to put America first and Americans first. That's just being smart. And so I kind of wanted you to kind of address his speech, and I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you. Are you there, Mike? I think we might have lost Mike. Well, if I can, while we're trying to get Mike back on the line, we need to go through those points on Donald Trump's speech again. We talked about them last week. But one is the wall. He talked about building the wall. We will build the wall, and it's going to be a beautiful wall, he says. You know how he always elaborates on everything. And the second was the catch and release, because they've been doing so much of that, where they catch the criminals, and instead of doing anything with them, they just turn them back out. Now, those of us who actually have law enforcement in our families know exactly what's going on with that. We don't know why, but we know what's going on. And before we lost Mike, before that break, when we were talking about, when he was talking about what Disney has done, they fired all these American workers, and then they want to hire foreign workers to do the same job, and yes, it'll be for less money. So we have Mike back. Mike, apologize. I don't know what happened to the phone lines. We're just going to blame it on Tuesday on a Monday. That's what we're going to blame it on. But what I was saying, and you missed the whole thing, I was turning the show over to you. I wanted you to elaborate. I was getting ready
I did hear you. You couldn't hear me, but I could hear you, Beth.
I see. Okay.
We had a one-way conversation. My wife and I occasionally have some of those. Yeah,
well, I hope we both got our points made. But I wanted to turn it over to you about Donald Trump's speech, because it's really nothing new, but I think it's common sense, and I think it's the right thing that we need to do.
That's right. But here's the thing, though. You know, I just testified before the Indiana State Senate, because states are grappling with this issue also.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And our country spends over $14 billion, with a B, $14 billion a year, supposedly securing our borders and conducting inspections at ports of entry. Customs and Border Protection, and I began my 30-year career with the INS as an inspector at Kennedy Airport, and then I became a special agent, and I did that for 26 years. But they employ more than 60,000 people at Customs and Border Protection. If it does not matter how aliens enter the United States, why are we going through what's essentially a charade? You know, I'm going to be in Washington next week to be part of a seminar for the U.S. military where I talk about immigration, border security, national security, and so forth. I'm very happy to work with Alan Freed Associates. I've been with them for well over a decade now. Mm-hmm. And when I drive down from New York to Washington, I take the Jersey Turnpike. I have a choice. I can take Easy Pass or I can take the cash lane. They want to open up, or they have opened up, where immigration is concerned, a third lane that says free, no speed limit. So who in their right mind is going to wait online to give money when you can go free with no speed limit? And those laws aren't just a formality. They're a screening effort. We hear so much about the vetting of the refugees. What's the vetting process for an alien who enters the United States surreptitiously in the dead of night? Mm. Chuck Schumer has said that if you trespass on landmarks, it should be a federal crime. You should go to jail for 5 years. But the same Chuck Schumer and his buddies in the Congress say that if you trespass on America, you've somehow earned a pass to citizenship. You know, we naturalize more than a million, we admit more than a million lawful immigrants every year, and naturalize well over a half million new citizens every year. It's not that we're not letting anybody in. And what's really happening is that our government is determined to do nothing to impede the flow of foreign workers into the United States or foreign students. So what no one's talking about where Hillary is concerned, and I really want your audience to think about this, because this is super serious. Number one, there would be no interviews and no field investigations because she has promised, or I like to say that she has threatened, to provide unknown millions of illegal aliens with lawful status. We don't know their identities. We don't know how long they've been here. You know, you hear this on TV. Well, if they've been living here for 7 years, you won't know because they're probably using fake ID, which is why identity theft is the fastest growing white-collar crime in America. They're using multiple false identities. There's no way of knowing when they entered, how they entered, what country they're from, who they're affiliated with, or what their goals were in coming here, whether they're fugitives, whether they've committed heinous crimes in other countries, whether they're here to commit crimes or acts of terror. So now, picture that. Now picture this. if we legalize all these people, and many aren't even here yet, they will claim that they were here and get lawful status. They will again displace more American workers, send more money home. I mean, if you could stop that remittance flow of hundreds of billions of dollars a year being sent by foreign workers, legal and illegal, you could build Trump's fence. But the point is, they will all immediately have the absolute bulletproof right to bring every one of their minor children to America after the fact.
We've never heard anyone say that.
We're looking at millions of foreign students who cannot speak a word of English, who would suddenly be entering our schools, perhaps as teenagers. What do you do with a 12, 13, 14-year-old child who can't speak a word of English and now repeat that maybe 5 million times because there's huge families in third world countries? How would our educational system cope with that kind of an onslaught? Hmm. And no one's talking about it.
Nobody
in mainstream
has said
media.
That. Nobody has mentioned that that would happen, that that is the greatest possibility. And, you know, they act like we're just being such hard-hearted people. And that
just irritates me. Let me go beyond that. And I said this at Indiana, and they'll be posting the video. They gave me over an hour at this hearing.
Congratulations.
This nonsense about the Latino voter has got to stop. It is a disgusting form of racism and bigotry. Every American, I don't care if you're black, Jewish, we hear about the Jewish vote, the black vote, the Christian vote, they're balkanizing this by design. Every American, irrespective of religion, race, last name, you name it, want the same basic things. A strong military to keep America's enemies at bay as far from us as possible. We want law enforcement to keep our communities as safe and free of crime as possible. We want the schools to educate our kids, and we want to know that any American who's willing to study hard, work hard, and benefit from a little bit of luck thrown in for good measure can write the next American success story. And I don't care if your last name is Cutler or Goldstein or Johnson or Ramirez. Every American wants that, and they want a double helping for their children and their grandchildren, as we talked about earlier. So what in the world is this notion about the Latino voter, that somehow there's a group of Americans who want lawlessness, who want gangs in their schools, who want drugs flowing across the border, who want foreign competition for their jobs? This is insanity, and this nonsense has got to stop. You know, if law enforcement talked about any group of people the way the journalists, pundits, and pollsters freely talk about Latino voters, they would lose their jobs and perhaps face civil rights lawsuits. Why in the world do we allow these idiots on television to lie through their teeth, and why is it that TV, you know, I used to do 15 TV interviews in an average month after 9/11, and we're coming up, hard to believe, on the 15th anniversary of 9/11.
Yes, we are.
Nobody from immigration ever comes on TV these days. It's always pollsters and political consultants. Immigration is always something that they don't want the true professionals to talk about.
No, they don't. They don't want to know. And, you know, we're going into that break.
The mushroom treatment.
Absolutely. We're going into that break, and I want to talk to you a little bit more about what you did professionally as you were taking care of America and Americans. I want to talk about that just a little bit.
Sure.
We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. The topic today is immigration, illegal and legal. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and Mike and Beth Ann will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had one question regarding his 10 points, and I didn't. He was talking about allowing the INS to do their job, as well as maybe training police officers across the nation to help with that. I was wondering what your opinion was on some of that, because I know you guys do some different training, some special training. Are you there, Mike?
Police officers.
Yeah.
So that they're able to identify suspected illegal aliens and hold them for immigration. But at the end of the day, immigration has got to respond. And, you know, I work for the old INS. Now it's ICE. They put them under the Department of Homeland Security. I call it the Department of Homeland Surrender, given the way it's been going.
Yes.
But here's the question. If immigration is under Homeland Security, why? Well, obviously, we're trying to keep the bad guys out of the country. The 9/11 Commission, to which I provided testimony, made clear reference that the first failure of government that enabled the terrorists, not only on 9/11, but they looked at 94 terrorists, including the 9/11 hijackers, in the decade leading up to those attacks. All of 59% committed either visa fraud or immigration benefit fraud. I would argue they all committed visa fraud because they lied when they got their visas. They lied to the inspector at the port of entry. When that inspector asks you, what's the purpose for your visit? I don't think any one of these terrorists said, I'm here to kill people.
No, they probably
didn't. They all
didn't.
Lied when they entered the United States. This had nothing to do just with the Mexican border. This is the entire immigration system, as you point out. We have 50 border states. But Trump, while he talked so much about the fence or a wall on the border, and I think we need to reinforce the border, but I compare the wall on the border with a wing on an airplane. An airplane without the wing won't fly, but a wing by itself goes nowhere. And Trump talked about enforcing the law from within the interior. And so many journalists went nuts. He was supposed to soften his position. What do they mean by softening his position? Throwing open the doors, allowing people to stay who break in. We don't know who they are or why they're here. They're taking jobs. They're sending money home. What could possibly go wrong? We have sanctuary cities that are guilty of aiding, abetting, encouraging, inducing, harboring, and shielding, which are all elements of a crime under immigration statute that's a felony. I've arrested people for those violations. In New York, we just had a woman killed. She was Muslim, so the Islamist community is saying that this was a hate crime. She was killed by a guy from Latin America, from Colombia, who admitted that he killed her. But New York City police is not allowed to tell anybody whether he's here legally or illegally. We are shielding a murderer from detection by immigration. We're doing it openly. Mayor de Blasio, as I called de Blasio, is giving identity documents to illegal aliens, which further helps them embed themselves. This is crazy. And here's the argument we're hearing from everybody. We can't arrest 11 million. What do we do with the ones who are already here? And my answer to that dopey, ridiculous, absurd question is, what do the police do with people who speed but don't get caught speeding? You catch as many as you can, and hopefully by being as efficient as possible, you deter people from speeding. You know, after 9/11, New York City's police department was mostly in Lower Manhattan because of the wreckage. I mean, if you didn't see it, you can't imagine what happened. The whole city was in a state of shambles because of Lower Manhattan. The stench of that cauldron at Ground Zero permeated.
Oh, I kind of lost Mike there. There you are. You're cutting in and out. Mike, I was going to ask you another question.
Yep.
And this was something that Trump touched on. And it's something that's been going around in my head. And I know that you guys have dealt with this. And, of course, they do the catch and release. And then he said, we're going to put them back and we're going to take them back. But what about, and apparently there are lots of instances, when the country they're supposed to go back to refuses to take them.
All right, so there's a couple of things. The Supreme Court decision is known as Zadvydas. That was the name of a defendant. We can hold them indefinitely in custody if their own governments won't take them, if we can show that they have a pattern of violence and that there's a likelihood they're going to commit more violence. But one of the other things Trump mentioned, and this could be done, is to no longer issue visas to the countries that won't take their criminals back.
Yes.
And say, we're not letting your citizens in. But you see, the reason that's not being done is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that wants this flood of foreign workers, foreign students, and foreign tourists, even if it kills Americans. And thinking about it, you know, the Chamber of Commerce is all about business. I guess they're an advocate for the funeral homes because we're losing an estimated 7,000 people every year to criminal aliens who should not be present in the United States, according to a study that was done by Congressman Steve King.
You know what
he told me that I was the reason for the study.
You know what I heard? I heard one of these crazy people that are for this and against Trump. They're Trump haters, so anything he says is going to be wrong. But they made a comment that, well, we have our own citizens killing one another.
Okay, so here's my point.
why should we make a big deal out of the illegal ones, you know?
Right, so I hear that all the time. So here's the point. Should we stop looking for a cure for cancer because people die of heart attacks and strokes?
Mm.
You take as many of the bad guys off the street as possible. They put Al Capone away for tax evasion, right? Mm. Why would we encourage foreign nationals to come here to ply their criminal trades? You know, you get one opportunity for a first impression. The immigration laws serve that first impression. We have now, both parties are responsible for attracting criminals into the United States and terrorists. Why? Because they keep saying we can't deport all the people who are here. And I don't know if you heard what I said because we're having an audio problem today. But I said that we don't have to deport 11 million. What did the police do with people who speed and don't get caught speeding?
I didn't hear that part.
You stop as many as you can, and you convince people we're serious. And if you're caught, you're in trouble. Right now, we're convincing them that the two parties are tripping over each other, and the only argument is whether or not to give them citizenship. This is an act of national suicide, and it's not about Latinos. I spent years writing to arrest a single Spanish-speaking person. I've arrested aliens from just about every country you could imagine across the globe, from Africa, from Europe, from Asia, from the Caribbean, from Canada. This isn't about race or religion. It's about keeping out criminals and spies and terrorists and fugitives and aliens with dangerous diseases, aliens who would likely become a public charge, and Trump spoke about that, and aliens who would displace American workers. Our immigration laws are fundamental. They are common sense. And they are race-free. There is nothing about race, religion, or ethnicity. If it was, I could never have enforced those laws. My family was decimated in the Holocaust. Those laws are eminently fair, and they're supposed to put Americans first. But you know what we've never done, Beth Ann? We've never gotten the kind of resources for interior enforcement of our immigration laws, which is why we have the problem. And this is both parties. Reagan gave us the first amnesty, knowing there was a shortage of agents. And yet they never hired more agents for interior enforcement. And therein has been the critical issue. And Trump is talking about hiring more agents, finally.
And letting them do their job.
And letting them do their job.
Now, another thing that he really emphasizes on, and you did in your article, you mentioned heroin, the drugs that are coming across. That is big business. And I still think there's money under the table up there in D.C.
I still think there is.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me ask you a question, Beth Ann. How many commercials have you seen for cigarettes? And they're very effective. I lost my dad to lung cancer. I can't bear to watch those cigarette commercials. How many heroin commercials have you seen? Or crack commercials? Or methamphetamine commercials have you seen? Isn't that an interesting thought?
Interesting.
If you took the drug money out of Wall Street, out of the banking industry, out of real estate, out of high-end jewelry sales, out of high-end auto sales, they would take a huge hit. They are floating on drug money. There's a great documentary your audience needs to see. It's The Cocaine Cowboys. It shows in the 80s how the Floridian economy went through the roof, fueled by drug money, and the reason was that the drugs were coming through Florida. When the Coast Guard stepped up efforts and our Navy stepped up efforts to intercept the Colombian speedboats with the drugs, then they started to push their drugs through Mexico. See, this is a balloon, and I've said this when I've been before Congress. Immigration is a balloon. It's a sealed system. Squeeze one end, it bulges elsewhere.
Well, let's talk about that when we come in back from this break. We're going into the final break of the hour. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. The topic today is immigration. I'm visiting today with Mike Cutler. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSE Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mike Cutler. We're in the final segment of today's show. And Mike, as we were going into the break there, we were talking again about some of the things that that you as an INS agent and others that go through. And, you know, we were the other thing that we talked about was the catch and release. And then we talk about the sanctuary cities and all these things that, to me, it just makes sense to keep America first, keep America safe. It's not just about people crossing the border on the southern border. And, you know, I had a really nice email last week when I was going through the 10 points of Donald Trump's speech, coming from one of my listeners across the northern border, thanking me for what I was doing. They're dealing with this, too. We're not the only ones dealing with this.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got to take care of what's going on here. But they're dealing with it as well, and their citizens are just as frustrated as many of ours are. You know, the lies in the media are really disturbing. They really are. And
the lies in the media, the editorial policies. Look, you have people, and let me go to this because this is a very important point. By the way, there's also catch and release from within the interior. If an immigration agent arrests somebody and there's no jail space and you turn them loose but you take credit for the statistic, what does that mean? Nothing. Mm. It just emboldens people. Hey, I got caught, and then they released me. Wow. Look, we didn't work for Fish and Wildlife. This wasn't about tagging them and releasing them back into the brook. These aren't fish. These are people who violated our borders. The 9/11 Commission was so clear on this. But you see, what the problem here is that there's too much money being made. The politicians that get those campaign contributions have been bribed.
I think right
That's basically what it is. I couldn't take a cup of coffee.
I think bingo right there. We talked about the money under the table with the drugs that are coming
and
in.
And then you look at Hillary Clinton. And by the way, here's something else the media doesn't talk about. And I wrote about this for Front Page. And I also wrote about her for CapsWeb.org. Please go to those websites. She subjected herself now to blackmail. Imagine if Russia, Iran, China has some of those emails she desperately tried to get rid of. And she didn't just hit the delete button the way you or I do with our mail. If that happened, they'd say, okay, she had too much email. She was trying to clean up the mess. Fine, we all do that. She went to the bother of getting one of the most high-tech programs possible to obliterate the emails. Obviously, she didn't want them to see the light of day. Imagine if they resurfaced in the hands of an ambassador from a country that's hostile to America, and she gets elected president, God forbid. And I say God forbid, and here I am, a registered Democrat. This isn't about left or right. It's about right or wrong.
Well, and it's like you said, the Democrats and the Republican parties, I call them a monopoly. They're a monopoly. They're both corrupt.
Yes.
That's the one thing that's, and I hope that we're correct, that's refreshing about Donald Trump is because he's not truly a party man.
No, but here's the point. What happens if they approach her and say, we've got those emails, and if you don't want them to see the light of day, this is exactly what you're going to do. And if you don't do it, we're going to drop these off with every newspaper in the world tomorrow morning. Mm. What would she do? You know, we were warned when we came on board as agents, and I only had a top secret clearance. I say only. It's not an insignificant clearance, but compared to what the Secretary of State gets to see, her materials were far more sensitive.
But she doesn't understand that
she means
classified.
If we acted in a way that undermined our credibility and compromised us, we could be in a world of trouble and hurt America. Imagine what she's done, and then you have Trump who comes along and says, we're going to change the dynamics. Mm-hmm. And that's why everyone is scared to death, because too many people are getting too rich. But here's what no one's paying attention to. We've destroyed the middle class.
Yes.
We destroyed the consumer base for all the goods and services. And if you wonder why the economy isn't improving, it's because Americans are continuing to lose their jobs and suffer wage suppression. So how do you buy anything when you can't even afford to put three square meals on the table? You see, they've killed the goose that was laying the golden egg, because they the major players, Gates and Zuckerberg and Wall Street, are so eager to get cheap labor to maximize profits for this quarter, they're not paying attention to long-term what they've done to the country, what they've done to the middle class. You had John Kerry going before a graduation at Northeastern University saying, don't look inward, but look at China and India. They're building their middle class. Was he the Secretary of State of the United States or the Secretary General of the United Nations? Americans need to vote for any politician that puts America and Americans first. Very simple.
And it's only makes common sense. You would put your family first. You would put your neighborhood first. You would put your
state. Put your children first.
You know, you're always going to do that. Or you should. If you're not, you're kind of a jerk.
Well, could you imagine somebody being criticized because they raced into a burning building to save their own child, and they're being told, well, why didn't you save someone else's kid first?
Hmm. Interesting point. Interesting
right?
point.
And look, poverty is pervasive. Half the world's population, 7 billion plus people, half live below the poverty line. Can we bring 3 billion people to the United States? And at what point do you say we've got to stop that line? Well, I think we're there now. We have 95 million unemployed Americans of working age. The administration lies and says, oh, we have a 5% unemployment rate. Right. If you ignore 95 million adults, that's insanity. These numbers could only be prepared by Bernie Madoff. I'm convinced he's sitting in his jail cell, you know, cooking their books. These lies have got to stop. You have a president who releases drug dealers into the communities. You saw those terrible riots in Baltimore and St. Louis. These are kids living in poverty with no hope for the future. They're being manipulated because they're angry and they're frustrated and they're probably scared. And instead of getting the criminals and the drugs off the street, you have a president putting drug dealers back on the street. And I would argue that if you're a drug dealer, you are committing violent crime because you're destroying the lives of so many people. And guns and drugs go together because it's a violent trade. I spent half my career with the Drug Task Force. I had desks at the FBI, DEA, and ATF. And we always found guns and violence as a component of drug investigations.
You know, Mike, we're about out of time, and it's just always a pleasure to have you with me and to talk some common sense and to hear from somebody who really was boots on the ground, you know, what's going on.
Well, thank you so much for having me. You do a great service for everybody by providing the information.
It's about common sense, and it's about putting ourselves first. I end the show every day with Bring America Home, and there's nothing that'll bring America home better than for us to start looking to one another for the answers and for compassion.
There's one other point.
Compassion,
I
not from outside, necessarily.
Make one quick point.
Sure.
You know, as we approach the anniversary of 9/11, I want you folks out there to remember that the second greatest number of agents assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task Force are immigration agents. There's such a clear nexus. We cannot protect our country and our citizens if we don't secure our borders from every aspect and enforce the immigration laws from within the interior. American lives are hanging in the balance. Please also remember this when you vote for your senators, your congressmen, and your local officials. They need to put the lives of Americans ahead of all other priorities.
We need to be voting smart, not voting parties. I'm done with the monopoly. We need to be voting smart, and that's how we will come together. Just look at what's going on. Thank you, Mike, for all that you've done. It takes all of us, folks, all of us, to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.